It's the week before Christmas, and all through Kill Radio, there's people wondering who's going up the flagpole. This is the weekly news and review, posted Tuesday, December 18th, 2007, by Claire Guitarez on the harpers.org website. I'm Bennett, your faithless host for Kill Radio. This is the news of the past week. Members of a North African faction of Al-Qaeda detonated bombs at the UN complex in Algeria and at the country's Supreme Court, killing at least 26 people and injuring more than 170. A top Lebanese army general was assassinated by a car bomb as he was leaving his home, and a triple car bombing in southern Iraq, timed so that the first bomb would go off and as a small bomb, small charge, and that people would gather to look at things when the second charge went off, killing a much larger group of people, and then a third one went off. At least 46 people were killed. One resident said, "I don't think that there will be any safe place in Iraq at all after what happened today." The U.S. Postal Service, it turns out, was throwing away hundreds of thousands of holiday cards addressed to any wounded soldier. The reason being that they would have to open the cards. Ooh, they might say something negative, or there might be, you know, white powder in them or something like that. So rather than taking the time to service them, they just threw them away. Archbishop Desmond Tutu railed against the use of detention centers by the United States. "Whoever imagined that you would hear from America," asked Tutu, "the same arguments for detention without trial that were used by the apartheid government." John Kiriku, a former CIA officer who participated in the interrogation of an Al-Qaeda terrorist suspect, who was waterboarded, which means he was tied down to a board and they pressed water into his face and poured water all over him so he thought he would suffocate, conceded that waterboarding was torture, but asserted that its use probably saved lives. Now, because we have TV shows like 24, which every year on every season deals with the issue of torture, but in 24, it's always, if we don't get this information in the next 10 minutes, and a nuclear bomb is going to go off somewhere. Well, I doubt that that's what's happening in these waterboard tortures. I doubt that Kiefer has to get the information right now or there's a huge bomb going off. It's probably much smaller than that. But it probably saved lives. I don't know. Meanwhile, President Nicolas Sarkozy welcomed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, coffee with Gaddafi, to France on Human Rights Day. In Colorado Springs, 24-year-old Matthew Murray killed four Christians, including two teenaged sisters, and injured five others before he shot himself, and then he was shot by a volunteer security guard, female volunteer security guard, at New Life Church. "It seemed to me like it was me, the gunman, and God," said Jean Assam, the volunteer security guard. But it turns out she didn't kill him at all. He killed himself. So it wasn't God. It was the guy himself did it. Because there is no God. During his 12-hour killing spree, Murray paused to post a plagiarized screed to an internet forum, copying almost verbatim the note left by one of the Columbine High School killers. You know, the ones that said you can never kill enough jocks or Christians. President Bush, meanwhile, pardoned 29 criminals, including carjackers, drug dealers, an election laws violator, and a moonshiner. iScooter Libby was not one of the 29 people pardoned, nor, despite being a runner-up, did he win the American Bar Association's Lawyer of the Year Award. That title went to former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Vifil Atlason, a 16-year-old Icelandic high school student, was taken into custody by the police and questioned after he dialed President Bush's private number, which was probably on the internet somewhere, and claiming to be the president of Iceland, he asked if he could chat with Bush. "I don't see," Atlason said, "how calling the White House is a crime." He's got a point. President Hugo Chavez decreed that Venezuela would permanently set its clock back half an hour, creating a country-specific time zone. I'm sorry, I know some people just think Chavez is great because he doesn't like Bush, but he's reminding me more and more of that old Woody Allen movie, Bananas. Remember where the leader of the Latin American country announced that they would speak Italian in order to change things, you know. President Vladimir Putin selected his protege, Dmitry Medvedev, to be the next president of the Russian Federation. "It's almost a monarchical succession," said the director of the Moscow-based Center for the Study of Elites, adding that Putin has nominated his adopted son. Medvedev, a 42-year-old, 5'4" fan of the band Deep Purple, "Smoke on the Water," quickly said that he would make Putin his prime minister. Nearly 300 inmates, most of them communists, escaped from a prison in India. A surprising number of very young actors were among those nominated for the Golden Globe Awards this year. "If you're old enough to pick up a gun and go to Iraq and kill someone," explained the chief executive of Focus Features, "you should have the resources to express yourself in the grandest possible way." No, it means you're only cool if you look like you're 18. The Mexican man arrested for seasoning and eating his girlfriend, and who had been writing a book entitled The Cannibal Poet, was found hanging from his belt in his jail cell. Researchers in Chicago used drugs and manipulated genes to control the sexuality of fruit flies, making them gay and then straight again within a few hours. "It was very dramatic," said scientist David Featherstone. "They even attempted copulation." Scientists cloned fluorescent cats, developed an antidote for zombieism in cockroaches, and revealed that evolutionary changes in the lower backs and hip joints of females prevent pregnant women from toppling over. "When you think about it," said Harvard anthropologist Catherine Whitcomb, "women make it look so very damn easy." That's most of the news. A year ago on Christmas Day, James Brown died, and last week, Ike Turner died. Ike Turner and I shared a birthday, November 5th, and despite the fact that I guess Tina hadn't talked to him in 35 years, even when she wrote a book and they made a movie about what a terrible person he was, and I'm sure he was in his own way, but he also wrote the song Rocket 88, which can be considered the first real rock and roll song. So to go out today, I'm going to play Rocket 88 and say, ta-ta, Ike. Have a good one in eternity. And that's it for the Weekly News and Review. If you want to check the links for any of the stories here, you got to go to the harpers.org website. Meanwhile, I'm going to go out in my Rocket 88. Stay dry. And Merry Christmas from Kill Radio.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. The gals don't mind sporting with me, riding all around town for joy.
hop in my rocket and don't be late, baby. We're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
That's Jackie Brenston from 1951 and Rocket 88, written by Ike Turner, and he's playing guitar in there too. That's it for the weekly news. Go away. Don't bother me.